来拿了一个地图，他说，他有一个藏宝图，让孩子寻宝图，让孩子在这个寻宝图上看见有什么东西。孩子们说上面有海盗的标记，有宝藏，或者是有龙，或者是有野兽。但是呢，在这个寻宝图上可以非常清楚地看到宝藏在哪里，因为那标记了一个 X 的一个标记。我们知道，接着，Carney 应用了引用了马太福音的第13章44节和15节，他说：“天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖了他一切的所有，买了这个珠子。今天呢，Carney 早晨就告诉他们，就是说，一个最宝贵的宝藏。这个宝藏呢，就是神在为我们准备的天上的宝藏。我们拿的这本圣经呢，就是这个寻宝图。圣经里边呢，有一个十字架，这个十字架呢，就是耶稣。当你要恢复与神的关系，只有通过耶稣才能得到这份永生的保障。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Father, you are so worthy of our praise and adoration.
亲爱的天父，你配得我们的赞美和敬拜。
We are not worthy of the blessings and mercies poured out upon us.
我们不配得到你所倾注的祝福和怜悯。
Help us to seek you and to love you deeper today.
求你帮助我们今天寻求你更深的爱你。
Protect our minds from the errors of the enemy.
求你保守我们的心怀意念，免受仇敌的谬误。
Let us focus on the great truths of Scripture.
让我们专注于圣经的伟大真理。
And bless the preaching of your word this morning.
求你祝福今天早晨你圣言的宣讲。
In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
奉基督的名，阿门。
Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13.
请打开你们的圣经，翻到马太福音第13章。
Believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved.
相信主耶稣就得救。
This is the cry of the church these days.
这是当今教会的呼声，
This is what the church is telling people.
也是教会告诉人们的。
The church is so desperate to see people saved that we simply say, believe and be saved.
教会如此的渴望看到人得救，而我们只是简单的说相信就得救。
But then we fail to share the true meaning of becoming a follower according to Jesus Christ.
这样，我们就没有分享成为基督耶稣门徒的真正意义。
Earlier in Matthew's gospel, Jesus taught that the way is narrow and few find it.
在马太福音的前面，耶稣教导说：“那门是窄的，路是小的。
And many on that day will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons?
”到那日，许多人会说。主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼。
Essentially, they're asking, Lord, are my good works not enough for you?
实际上，他们在问主啊，我的善行还不够吗？
I said I believe in you. Is that not enough?
我说了，我相信你，这还不够吗？
Jesus' response is simple.
耶稣的回答很简单。
Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音7章21节，耶稣说：“凡称呼我主的人，不能都进天堂。
Yet many churches are softening the requirements of salvation.
”然而，许多的教会降低了得救的条件，
We are cheapening the cost of discipleship.
我们降低了门徒的代价。
Our culture is saturated with people, both inside and outside the church, who consider themselves Christians.
我们的文化充斥着教堂的内外自以为是基督徒的人。
They have bought into the false notion that becoming a Christian is as simple as walking down an aisle and saying a prayer and maybe getting baptized and maybe attending church.
他们误以为成为基督徒就像走过教堂的过道，做个祷告或者受洗，偶尔去教堂一样简单。
God is not satisfied by simply uttering the words, I believe in God.
仅仅说一句，我相信神，并不能取悦神。
Drunks on the street say they believe.
街上的醉汉说他们相信。
Murderers say they believe.
杀人犯说他们相信。
Unmarried people sleeping together say they believe.
未婚就同床的人说他们相信。
Greedy, ruthless businessmen say they believe.
贪婪无情的商人说他们相信。
The preacher who twists scripture and leads people astray says he believes.
曲解圣经，误导人的教师说他们相信神。
My aim in this message is to take these two short parables that have long, deep meaning and open your hearts and minds to what Jesus Christ says about the person who is truly converted to Christ.
我今天这篇信息的目的就是要借用两个寓意深长却用简短的比喻，打开你们的心灵，聆听耶稣基督关于真正归属于基督之人的教导。Let's
look at the hidden treasure in verse 44.
让我们一起看一下这个隐藏的宝藏，在第40节。The
kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。And
from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有，买这块地。Burying
treasure was common in Jesus' day.
在耶稣的时代，埋藏宝藏是非是十分常见的。Banks
were not dependable.
银行并不可靠。
The only reliable way to ensure your wealth was preserved was to bury it in a place where only you could find it.
因此，确保财富保值的唯一的方法呢，就是要将多余的财富埋藏起来，在这个只有你可以找到的地方。
And this is not the first time Jesus taught about burying money.
这并非是耶稣第一次教导如何埋葬金钱。He
spoke similarly in the parable of talents.
他在能力的比喻当中也说过类似的话。
In Matthew 25, he rebuked the lazy steward who was given one talent and he buried it rather than investing it.
在马太福音的第25章10到29节呢，耶稣斥责了一个懒惰的管家。这个管家只给了他一项的能力，但是他却不使用这能力，反而把这个能力埋藏了起来。This
type of analogy made a lot of sense because burying your wealth was very common.
这种比喻很有道理，因为埋藏财富在当时是非常常见的。Notice
that Jesus does not provide an explanation on the hidden treasure as he does many other parables.
你会注意到，耶稣并没有像解释其他比喻那样解释埋藏宝藏的比喻。Jesus
describes a man who's walking through a field.
耶稣描述了一个人走过一片田地。
Maybe he worked in the field, maybe he was passing through, we don't know.
也许他在这片田地工作，也许他只是路过，我们不得而知。But
as he walks through the field, he discovers a great buried treasure.
当他走过这块田地的时候，他发现了一个巨大的宝藏。Immeasurable
in value and greater than everything he has.
这个宝藏的价值无法估量，比这个人现在拥有的一切都要宝贵。
And upon finding this treasure, he recognizes the great value in front of him.
找到这笔宝藏之后，这个人意识到它巨大的价值。
And he is so excited.
他非常的激动。So
excited that he buries it right back in the same place.
激动的，他又把这个宝藏埋回到他的原处。He
doesn't move it.
他没有动。He
doesn't steal it.
没有偷。
He doesn't take half and leave the rest.
也没有拿走一半，留下一半。Instead,
he places the contents right back in its original place.
相反的，他把所有的东西都放回了原处。
This is a rather shocking response.
这个反应是令人震惊的。
Could you imagine this happening today?
你能想象这种事情发生在今天吗？
That treasure would vanish in a heartbeat.
这些保障转眼之间就会消失殆尽。
Next, he does the unthinkable.
接下来又发生了不可思议的事情。
He sells every last possession he has to purchase the land.
他变卖了他所有的家当，买下了这块地。
The current owner obviously doesn't know the treasure is there, or he would have taken it.
这块地现在的主人显然不知道宝藏在哪里，否则他早就拿走了。
The man buys the land and becomes the rightful owner of the land and the treasure.
这个人买下了这块地，就成为了这片土地和宝藏的合法主人。
And he sells everything.
他卖掉了自己所有的东西，
Every article of clothing,
每一件衣服，
his animals,
他的牲畜，
his possessions,
他的财产，
his home,
他的房子，
his family heirlooms,
他的传家宝，
everything.
所有的一切。
And here's the kicker, he sells everything with joy.
最令人震惊的是，他满怀喜悦地卖掉了所有的东西。
Why would this man so joyfully sell everything that he owns?
为什么这个人如何欢喜地卖掉了一切呢？
Because he has found something far greater than those materialistic pursuits.
因为他找到了远比物质追求更伟大的东西。
The treasure had become the sole object of his mind.
这笔财富已经成为他心中唯一的目标。
And with great joy, he becomes the possessor at the expense of everything else.
他欣喜地拥有了这宝藏，放弃了其他一切。
This treasure represents the kingdom of God.
这笔宝藏象征着天国、
Salvation,
救恩、
redemption,
救赎、
forgiveness of sin,
罪的赦免，
blessings from God.
来自神的祝福。
For the converted, Christ is this treasure.
对于那些相信的人来说，基督就是宝藏。
He is our joy.
他就是我们的喜乐。
And we are born again when Christ becomes a treasure worthy of trusting and obeying.
当基督成为值得信靠、值得顺服、值得我们放弃一切世俗激情和财宝的保障时，我们就重生了。
Someone may ask, can I become a follower and not be joyful about it?
有的人可能会问。我能成为基督的追随者而不为此而感到喜乐吗？
Well, I highly doubt it.
我非常怀疑。
There is no scripture where a person commits to Christ and later regrets it.
圣经中没有提到一个人承诺归向基督后却后悔的。
Rather, it's the complete opposite.
恰恰相反。
As a believer,
作为信徒。
our aims shift away from God, how are you going to please me today?
我们目标从神呢？你今天要如何取悦我呢？
And they shift towards God, how can I please you
已
today?
经转变成为神呢？我今天要如何取悦你？
Christ wants you to see him as a treasure worthy of holy joy.
基督希望你将他视为神圣喜乐的宝库。
Next, let's look at the costly pearl, verse 45 and 46.
接下来，我们来看一下这个珍贵的珍珠，在第45到46节。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。
And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有，买了这颗珠子。
The second parable makes the same point.
第二个比喻呢，也表达了同样的观点。
This merchant would travel from town to town, searching high and low for a once-in-a-lifetime pearl.
这位商人走遍了各个城镇，四处的寻找那些千载难逢的珍珠。
In Jesus' day, pearls were the equivalent of diamonds today.
在耶稣的时代，珍珠就相当于今天的钻石。
And the best part about pearls is a great amount of wealth can fit right in the palm of your hand.
珍珠最棒的地方就在于它， 蕴藏着巨大的财富，一个人的手就可以放下。
A handful of pearls would be worth a great fortune.
一把大的珍珠就足以带来巨大的财富。
And people would go to great lengths to find pearls.
人们不遗余力地寻找珍珠。
Divers would tie rocks to themselves to sink to the bottom of the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf in the Indian Ocean.
潜水员们会把石头绑在身上，潜入到红海、波斯湾和印度洋的海底。
Many would die risking their life for such pearls.
许多人为了珍珠而不惜冒着生命的危险。
And the merchants sought pearls because they were a wise investment, increasing in value as time passed.
这些商人寻找珍珠，是因为珍珠是明智的投资，随着时间的推移，其价值会不断的增长。
The merchant would give himself fully to seeking fine pearls.
这些商人会全身心地投入到寻找上等珍珠的行业中。
His heart is dedicated to the business venture, and his goal is to make a profit by finding a bargain.
他全身心地投入到这项事业，他的目标就是通过找到便宜的货品来获利。
I know many businessmen like this.
我认识很多这样的商人。
Their minds are fixed on profits and they cannot think of anything else.
他们一心只想着利益、利润，无法考虑到其他任何的事情。
But at the sight of this one pearl, the merchant's mind was captivated on owning this one priceless treasure.
看到了这颗珍珠，这个商人的心思就被这件无价之宝所吸引了。
Ask any person today what he's living for, and you'll receive a mixed variety of answers.
今天你问任何一个人活着是为什么，你会得到各种不同的答案。
Some will say they're living for their career or their trade.
有的人会说他们活着是为了他们的事业，他们的生意。
Some may say they're living to find pleasures in life.
有人呢会说他们活着是为了寻找人生的乐趣。
But ask a man what is the main object of their life.
但如果你问一个人人生的主要目标是什么呢？
He'll struggle to give you an answer.
他会很难给你一个答案。
And many people are living this way.
很多人都是正在这样的生活。
Lacking any clear purpose or direction towards one specific object.
缺乏一个明确的目标和方向，没有一个直接的目标。
Yet for these two men, their hearts have become fixated on the treasure before them.
对于上面所说的这两个人呢，他们的心都集中在眼前的宝藏上。
I want us to notice two things regarding these two parables.
关于这两个比喻，有几点需要注意。
Number one, the kingdom of heaven is priceless.
第一点，天国是无价的。
Both parables picture salvation.
这两个比喻都描绘了救恩。
Salvation is so valuable that those who have the treasure revealed to them would give up anything to possess it.
救恩是如此的宝贵，以至于那些得到保障的人愿意放弃一切来拥有它。
The treasure and the pearl were of priceless value to those who found them.
保障和这个珍珠对那些找到他们的人来说是无价之宝。
Nothing was more valuable.
对这两个人来说，没有什么比他们的保障和珍珠更珍贵的了。
They weighed the cost of everything else in their life, and still, the value of the treasure and of the pearl far exceeded everything that they possessed.
他们衡量了保障和珍珠的价值，并将其与生命中其他的一切进行了比较，但保障和珍珠的价值远远超过了他们拥有的一切。
And I want to be clear on one thing.
我想澄清一下。
Neither of these parables is teaching that you can buy the kingdom.
这两个比喻都没有教导人们可以通过出卖自己的财产来购买天国或者救恩。
You cannot earn salvation by selling your things.
你不能得到救恩，卖掉自己的财产。
We are saved by grace through faith alone.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
But much must be given up for the sake of salvation.
但为了得救，必须要放弃很多。
A born-again Christian will make a decisive, all-in decision and be willing to abandon everything to follow Jesus because salvation is priceless.
一个重生的基督徒会做出果断的决定，愿意放弃一切跟随耶稣，因为救恩是无价的。So
number one, the kingdom of heaven is priceless.
第一点，天国是无价的。Number
two, the kingdom of heaven is not plainly seen.
第二点，天国并非显而易见的。This
treasure is found as an unexpected surprise.
宝藏的发现如同意外的惊喜。The
treasure was not found by an experienced treasure hunter.
这宝藏并非由经验丰富的寻宝者发现。Seek
and ye shall find does not apply to this parable.
寻找就寻见并不适用于这个比喻。It
was discovered by a casual passerby.
它是由一个偶然的路人发现的。And
some people are not looking for Christ, but they find him to their joy.
有些人并非在寻找基督，却找到了他，并为此感到欣喜。The
pearl was found as an expected surprise.
珍珠的发现如同意料之中的惊喜。The
pearl hunter had an experienced eye and was searching.
寻珠者拥有经验丰富的眼光，一直在寻找。But
how many others passed right by this pearl without any idea of the great value that was within their grasp?
然而有多少人与这颗珍珠擦肩而过，却丝毫没有意识到手中蕴藏着多么巨大的价值？
I think about this every time I drive past this church.
每次经过这座教堂的时候，我就会想到这一点。
How many people drive down this road and have no idea of the great value that lies within the church?
有多少人在与这颗珍珠擦肩而过，却注意到自己离那深不可测的价值只有一步之遥？I
wonder how many people sit in these chairs and miss the same value.
我也在想。 有多少人坐在这些椅子上，却错过了同样的价值？
To find this treasure requires spiritual eyes.
要找到这宝藏，需要属灵的眼睛。
We know the natural man does not perceive the things of God.
我们知道属血气的人，能领悟到神的事。
The kingdom is hidden from carnal minds who doubt spiritual things.
天国对于那些怀疑属灵事物的属肉体之人是隐藏的。That
is why the kingdom of heaven is so rarely discovered by most people.
这就是为什么大多数人很少发现天国。This
is why worldly people don't understand a person who is passionate about Christ.
这就是为什么世俗之人无法理解一个热衷于神荣耀的人。
People are searching the corners of the earth for spiritual enlightenment in a state of nirvana or some religious experience, yet they pass on Jesus Christ.
人们在世上四处地寻找属灵的启迪、内盘的境界或者某种宗教的体验，或忽略了基督耶稣那唯一有价值的人。Why? 为什么呢？
Well, the price is too high to acquire it.
因为这个价钱太高了，买不到。Neither
the treasure hunter nor the pearl gets something for nothing.
寻宝人和找到珍珠的人都不是自己白白得来的。Instead,
they get something for everything.
相反，他们总是付出一切才得到。But
they realize that the everything that they had pales in comparison to the great treasure that is before them.
但他们意识到，与眼前这巨大的宝藏相比， 他们拥有的一切都显着苍白无力。Following
Christ means I put everything about me on the back burner, and I put everything about Christ in front of me.
跟随基督意味着我要把自己一切都放在次要的位置，把基督的一切都放在我面前。Paul
wrote in Philippians 3:7, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
保罗在腓立比书3章7节写道：“只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。”More
than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
第八节, 不但如此, 我也将万事当作有损的, 因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝, 我为他已经丢弃万事, 看作粪土, 为要得着基督。
Paul viewed Christ as a treasure worth more than everything he could ever amass for himself on earth.
保罗视基督为珍宝, 远胜于他在世上所能积累的一切。
And this behavior is completely contradictory to what many in our society perceive as great value.
这种行为与我们社会中许多人所认为的巨大价值完全的相悖。
Christ is the treasure and the great pearl.
基督是那隐藏的宝藏，也是那颗伟大的珍珠。
And those that have him have everything they need to be joyful both here on earth and in heaven forever.
拥有基督的人就拥有了一切所需的东西，在地上和天上永远喜乐。
Oh, believer,
信徒们,
will you tell the whole world?
你会让全世界都知道吗？
Will you let all the people know?
让所有的人都知道。
You have found everything that is good.
你已经找到了这世上一切美好。
Everything that is true and right in this world.
一切真实和正义的事情。
All that is lovely, all that is pure, all that is praiseworthy among people is wrapped up in the Lord Jesus.
一切美好的事物，一切纯洁的事物，一切值得人们赞美的事物，都蕴藏在主基督耶稣里。His
teachings are transformational.
耶稣的教导能够改变人。His
power is immeasurable.
他的能力非凡。His
grace is extraordinary.
他的恩典无可估量。His
love is endless.
他的爱无穷无尽。Oh,
submit yourselves to Christ and make him your all in all.
顺服基督，让他成为你的一切。But
know this, many are not convinced of Jesus Christ's value.
你要知道，今天不是很多的人相信基督耶稣的价值。
In Luke 9, consider people who said they would follow Jesus.
在路加福音第九章，想一想那三个说要跟随基督的人。
Luke 9:57 says they were going along the road, and someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go.
在路加福音九章五十七节，他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里，我要跟从你。”Jesus
said, the foxes have holes, the birds have air, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
耶稣说：“谷里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”
To follow Jesus means your comforts will be gone.
跟随耶稣可能是意味着你的安慰将不复存在。
Deal or no deal?
成交还是不成交？
In Luke 9:59, Jesus said to another, follow me. And a man replied, Lord, permit me to bury my father first.
在路加福音九章五十九节。 又对一个人说：“跟从我。”那人说：“主，容我回去埋葬我的父亲。”
This common expression means, let me obtain my inheritance first.
这句话很常见，意思就是说，让我先得到我的产业。
Jesus said, let the world take care of worldly things.
耶稣说：“让世人去照顾这世间的一切吧。”
Take your eyes off the world.
把你的目光从这世上的事情挪开。
Finally, the third one said, I will follow you, but let me say goodbye to my family first.
最后一个人说：“主啊，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。”
Jesus' response, followers won't look back.
耶稣回答说：“我的跟随者不会回头。”
Luke 14:33. So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
在路加福音的14章30节，耶稣说：“这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。”
How about the rich young ruler?
想一下那个富有的年轻人。
Matthew 19, 16, the returning ruler said, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?
在马太福音的19章16节，有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
Jesus said, sell your possessions.
耶稣说，卖掉你所有的财产。
But when the rich young ruler heard this, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property.
那个少年人听见了这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
You see, for some, the cost is too high, and the kingdom is not valuable enough.
对有些人来说，这个代价太高了，神的王国的价值不够。
He was not willing to do whatever it took to inherit the kingdom of heaven.
他不愿意付出代价来得到这个天国的宝贵的保障。
Have you ever heard of free solo climbing?
你有听说过自由独攀吗？
Free solo climbing is rock climbing without ropes or safety gear that relies entirely on skill and focus.
自由独攀呢，是一种不使用绳索或者安全装备，完全依靠技巧和专注的攀岩的运动。
One slip from a mountain means certain death.
一旦你失手，就必死无疑。
It's a high-risk pursuit with little reward.
因此，它是一项高风险却回报甚微的运动。
Climbers train rigorously, yet the danger remains absolute.
虽然攀岩者训练刻苦，但危险仍然存在。
And despite the risk, some chase the personal satisfaction of completing this kind of climb.
尽管风险重重，有些人仍然追求完成攀岩带来的个人的满足感。
This sport demands full awareness of what's at stake.
这项运动要求参加的人充分地意识到风险的存在。
It offers no prize beyond self-achievement.
这项运动除了自我的成就感之外，没有任何的奖励。
Yet they will all risk everything to accomplish something with zero tangible value.
参加的人都会为了那些毫无实际意义的成就而豁出了一切。
You must be ready to give up everything for this sport.
你必须要准备好了，放弃你一切的所有来完成这项运动。
You know, many people over the centuries have abandoned everything they own in the hopes of a new life in America.
在过去的几个世纪以来，许多人都抛弃了他们的一切，渴望在美国这个国家开启新的生活。
My great-grandparents immigrated from Italy through Ellis Island nearly a century ago.
我的曾祖父母一个世纪前从意大利经过了爱丽丝岛移民到美国。
They counted the cost and they concluded that whatever is available in America is far greater than what they had in Italy.
他们计算了成本，得出了结论：美国能提供一切远于他们在意大利生活的丰富多汁。
They had never laid eyes on or stepped foot in America.
他们从来没有亲眼见过或者踏足过美国。
Yet they left everything.
但他们却抛弃了他们的一切。
Their family.
家人。
Their jobs.
工作。
Their possessions.
财产。
Their comforts.
舒适的生活。
Their entire way of life.
以及他们过去所有的生活的方式。
And they sailed across the Atlantic in hopes of finding a better life in America.
他们渡过了大西洋，希望在美国找到更好的生活。
Many of you have a similar story.
你们当中许多人都有相似的故事。
You or a family member counted the cost and decided that whatever opportunities lie in America, it was worth the risk.
你们或者你们的家人计算了这个成本，并且认定了在美国蕴藏着这样的机会，愿意你承担这样的风险来到这个国家。
One Bible commentator said, for little reward, men will make a long journey. For eternal life, many will scarce lift a foot once from the ground.
一位圣经的注释家说过，为了一点的报酬，人可以长途跋涉，但是为了永生，许多的人却寸步不行。
We do so much for rewards on this earth.
我们会为了这个世上的事情做很多的事情，
But we'll barely lift a foot to inherit eternal life.
但是我们可能不想做任何的事情来得到永生的祝福。
But did not Jesus Christ renounce everything when he stepped away from his glorious heavenly home to come to earth?
当耶稣基督离开荣耀的天家来到的世上时，他岂不是放弃了一切吗？
He stepped away from a place of eternal worship to a place that would murder him.
他放弃了一个永恒的敬拜，来到了一个会杀害他的地方。
Did Jesus count the cost?
耶稣计算过代价吗？
Jesus paid it all.
耶稣付出了一切。
He purchased for himself every believer who would deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
耶稣为他自己赎买了每一个愿意舍己、天天背起他十字架跟随耶稣的信徒。
Jesus stepped down from the highest of heights,
耶稣从最高的宝座，
from the throne of the kingdom of heaven,
从天国的宝座，
to the lowest of lows.
走到了最低的低谷。
Jesus measured the long descent from heaven to earth, and he went the whole way.
耶稣衡量了从天堂到地球漫长的旅程，他一路来到了这个世界。
He counted up the cost of all the agonies he would suffer for mankind.
他计算了为人类所要承担的一切的痛苦。
He counted the lashings and the nails and the thorns that would be placed upon his head.
他数算了鞭笞，他数算了钉子，他数算了将要扎在他头上的荆棘。
He counted it all.
他数算了这一切。
He considered you and I worthy of him dying for us.
但耶稣认为你和我值得他付出这样的代价。
He descended from heaven to seek and to save the lost and suffer a death like no other.
耶稣从天上降临，寻找拯救世上的人，承受了前所未有的死亡。
He offered the once for all sacrifice, a sufficient atoning sacrifice.
他献上了一次彻底的赎罪祭，他不会为他的子民而停止受苦。
And Jesus would not stop short to suffer for his people.
耶稣不会为了他的子民而停止受苦。
Ponder the love of Christ,
默想一下基督的爱。
that he would suffer for a wretch like me.
他竟为了我这样的歹人而受苦。
He is our shepherd who gave us the perfect example of counting the cost and paying it all.
他是我们的牧羊人，为我们立下了完美的榜样，计算代价并付出了一切。
His obedience to take on the cross is our righteousness.
他顺服地背上了十字架，成就了我们的义。
His death became our life.
他的死成就了我们的生命。
This sermon is a self-examination.
这篇讲道呢，是提供你和我来自我的审查。
You must answer this question for yourself.
你必须自己来回答这个问题。
What is Christ worth to you?
对你来说，基督的价值是什么呢？
When I look upon Christ, I see the treasure. I see the pearl.
当我仰望基督，我看到了宝藏，我看到了珍珠。
I see everything I want and everything I need.
我看到了我想要的一切，也看到了我需要的一切。
Forgiveness of my sins.
我的罪得了赦免，
Cleansing from my faults and shames and failures.
我的过错、羞耻和失败都得洁净，
Grace in order to make me more like Christ.
还有恩典使我更像基督。
When I look upon the cross, my heart bursts inside me. What must I do to have Christ?
当我仰望十字架，我的心在里边激动不已。 我的生命是多么的需要基督啊！我必须做什么？
I must have Christ in my life.
我的生命是多么的需要基督？
What must I do?
我要付出什么代价呢？
What cost shall I pay?
我要付出什么样的代价呢？
Whatever the cost may be, I want Christ.
无论代价是什么，我都要基督。
I need Christ.
我需要基督。
The church today is infusing people with a cheap grace theology that says your sins are forgiven, so live any way you want.
如今的教会正在向人们灌输一种廉价的恩典神学，说你的罪已经被赦免了，所以活出你的人生，不要放弃任何的东西。
The church is encouraging people to say a prayer and walk down an aisle and be saved.
如今的教会鼓励人们祷告，走过一条过道，只要你相信，你就会得救。
But we must be careful not to make cheap salvation available to everybody.
小心这一点，我们正在让每个人都能得到这种廉价的救恩。
We are robbing people of the true Christian life. That views the kingdom of heaven as the greatest treasure you could ever obtain.
我们正在剥夺人们真正的基督徒的生活，真正的基督徒的生活是将天国视为你所获得的最宝贵的财富。
And it's valuable enough to give up everything you have.
这宝贵的财富值得你放弃你所拥有的一切。
We must not become a group of people. Who go to a church
我们不要变成一群只去教会的人，
and not become disciples of Christ?
而不愿意不惜一切代价跟随耶稣基督的门徒。
We must be willing to follow at any cost.
我们一定要愿意跟随基督耶稣，不惜一切代价。
Cheap grace is winning the day.
廉价的恩典正在得胜。
You say, what must I give up?
你可能会问，我必须放弃什么？
Christ may not have asked you to sell everything, but would you?
也许耶稣没有让你把你所有的一切都卖掉，但是你会吗？
Sometimes, when the truth enters into a person's mind, it's immediately rejected because it's opposite of what they learned as a child.
有的时候，当真理进入人的思想，可能会被立刻的拒绝，因为它与你们儿时所学的道理不同。
Give up the notion that you're a good person and believe that you are a sinner.
要放弃你是好人的想法，相信自己是个罪人。
Romans 3:23, all have sinned.
罗马书3:23，世人都犯了罪。
Give up your self-righteousness that says my good works will surely get me into heaven.
放弃你自以为是的想法，不要说我的善行必能让我进天堂。
Give up your thoughts that say all roads lead to heaven.
放弃你条条大路通罗马的想法。
The Bible says you must be born again.
正因说你必须重生。
Nobody comes to the Father but through Christ.
基督说若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Give up the thoughts that say life has not turned out the way I thought, so God must not love me.
不要再想，生活不如我愿，所以神一定不爱我。
Nothing could be further from the truth.
任何事情都不能与事实相反。
Give up the thoughts that say something bad has happened in my life, so God must not be real, or God must not care, or God must not be powerful.
一定不要再想我的生活发生了一些不好的事情，所以神一定不存在，或者神一定不在乎，或者神一定不强大。
He is all-knowing. He is real and he is of vital importance.
神是无所不知，他真实的存在，他至关的重要。
And he loves you.
他爱你。
If you want to call Christ yours, there's a great deal you must be willing to give up.
如果你要想让基督成为你的， 你必须愿意放弃很多。
But I know this deep in my heart that Jesus is worth it.
在我内心的深处，我知道耶稣值得我这么做。
What could possibly be worth interfering in your relationship with Christ?
还有什么是值得干涉你与耶稣的关系呢？
Your hobbies?
你的爱好？
Your sinful pleasures?
你在最终的快乐？
If you must have the world, then you cannot have Christ.
如果你必须拥有这个世界，你就无法拥有基督。
If you must find your pleasures in sin, then you cannot have the treasure of Christ.
如果你必须在最终寻欢作乐，你就无法拥有基督的保障。
If you want Christ today, he is yours to have, but you must be willing to pay the terms that God has laid down.
如果你今天想要基督，他就是你的，但是你必须愿意按照神所定的条件来付出代价。
You cannot please God if you are not willing to sacrifice everything that you have.
如果你不愿意牺牲你拥有的一切，你就无法取悦神。
There's no reason today that if you desire Christ, he cannot be yours right now.
今天。如果你渴望基督，他没有任何理由能现在就属于你。
You may have stumbled into this treasure, or maybe you've been seeking truth for years.
你可能是偶然的发现了这个宝藏，或者你已经寻求真理多年。
But today, you have found the wonderful counselor.
今天你已经找到了这个奇妙的测试，
The Prince of Peace,
和平的君王。
the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords.
万王之王，万主之主，
Renounce your sin.
弃绝你的罪，
Flee from immorality.
远离不道德的行为，
And trust in Christ's atoning work on the cross.
信靠基督在十字架上救赎的工作。
Call on the name of the Lord today. And be saved.
我向你保证，耶稣值得一切。
No man can be saved by Christ who puts his trust in himself.
没有人会解救，如果他不依靠耶稣。
So sell it all.
卖掉你所有的一切，
Everything you have.
你所拥有的一切，
Depart from everything.
远离你所拥有的一切。
It's all filthy rags compared to the glory. Of Christ.
与基督的荣耀相比，
And take
你所拥有的一切就如污秽的破布。
note that this is a final purchase.
记住，这就是最终的救赎。
You'll never need to seek anything ever again.
你永远不需要再寻求别的东西。
If Christ is truly yours, you'll never want another object, nor will you ever regret this purchase.
如果基督真正的属于你，你就不会再想要别的东西，
This
也不会后悔这次救赎。
is the great transaction of your soul into the hand of Christ, who shall never let you go.
这就是将你的灵魂交到基督手中的伟大的交易，他永远也不会放手。
Oh Christ, how I need you.
基督，我多么的需要你，
Father,
天父。
thank you for this precious treasure of insurmountable value that is Jesus Christ.
感谢你赐下基督耶稣这无价的保障。
May Christ be our sole object of affection.